health takes precedence over any and everything else you do in life. That's where peace really starts.
It's the Health in the Real World podcast. It's time to start the show with Chris Jahnke as your host. Here to give you everything that you need when it comes to fitness strategies. We keep it simple and easy. It's your roadmap to get healthy. You don't need equipment and you don't need a gym. Just the right strategies to get you fit and trim.
The Health in the Real World podcast is sponsored by...
Choosing the right workout program is important, but the most important success factor is lacing up your shoes and going to the gym. This book is less about what to do and more about how to do it and how to be consistent. Go to the gym, practical strategies to get off the couch and start building fitness momentum. This is my book. It's available on Amazon. Go to the gym. Hello and welcome to Health in the Real World. I'm Chris Jahnke. I'm joined today with Liddell Hill. And Liddell is a molecular health specialist, which is, it's kind of a label. I've been watching a lot of your videos and it's just overall healthy guy, lifestyle coach, fitness trainer. Really happy to have you on today, Liddell.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
Absolutely. I'm fascinated by your story because it started young for you as well, just like me. You were a kid, right? And your grandfather kind of taught you some things about health and how to take care of your body. Can you go way back for us as far as like how everything started?
Well, it started many years ago. My grandfather raised me. I grew up in Tennessee, Lebanon, Tennessee, about 30 miles from Nashville. My grandfather couldn't read, write, or drive, just a team of mules and a tractor. But my grandfather was considered a medicine man at a very, very, I think it was probably passed down to my grandfather. But he was a medicine man in his city or town, pretty much as a little town. But I remember the days when I used to ride the wagon with my grandfather into town, the square. And he used to have herbs and plants from where he had gathered it off his farm, and he used to give it to people. Anytime anyone in his city got sick, they went to my grandfather. So I just kind of watched my grandfather eat and take all these plants, and people thought he was kind of crazy, but he was a big, strong man. So obviously I looked up to my grandfather. So at an early age, I started studying compounds in plants because I wanted to know how he knew that these plants had some form of a medicinal purpose when you consume them. So I went on a long journey of studying biochemistry and nutritional almanacs to herbs to, and I'm already an athlete. So I had to put this puzzle together for over 30 years. And once I put it together, it made sense to me that what we have in our lifetime is information to go out and grab or gather what compounds you can find in nature to help you with to heal your body from any forms of abnormalities. That's what I've learned at this point in my life.
Nice. I know you're talking about how there's not really like one diet per se that is a umbrella diet all across the board, but there are definitely principles, right? So I know you're big into juicing. What if you were to distill out some of your principles that could apply to most, if not all, situations, or at least things that you've learned? What kind of principles would you tell people about nutrition?
The thing that I would tell people about nutrition is start from the inside. If you start from the inside versus the outer shell, that's how you slow down any forms of premature aging and fight most of these chronic or debilitating illnesses. So in layman's term, you have to understand your liver like you understand your children. You have to understand your kidneys, your pancreas, your gallbladder, all the organs and cells that make you. You have to treat it like it's your family. So you have to get to know it. And if you get to know it, your family will tell you what their needs are. Well, so will your organs. that would be how I would express to people about how to take care of themselves on the inside, like the health.
I think that's a great sort of like big picture start. You know, so much I think of our culture, and I grew up in sort of the athlete culture, and I know you talk about like protein powders, and you know everyone's counting grams of protein because they're mm-hmm. trying to gain muscle mass, and you know, no, very little consideration to what this supplement is doing to my insides or what this high meat diet is doing to my insides. It's all the aesthetics, right? And then you get all the other issues that come with that, right? Like you said, premature aging.
Absolutely.
And things like that. Yeah.
You're absolutely right, Chris.
So I want to talk to someone who's maybe completely, has no idea about the effects of healthy eating. Maybe all they've been taught is counting calories and mm-hmm. supplements and things like that. And this person maybe turns toward more herbal and plant medicinal sort of remedies. I know everybody's different, but what would you say is like a sort of like what to expect? You know, somebody who's going to cleanse their liver and their kidneys and mm-hmm. start to adopt this healthy lifestyle. What does that person expect after maybe a week of
A week? I would say.
What does that look like?
Can you hear me? So I would say that a week.
I can hear you. I think we.
Yeah, we're coming in and out. Yes. I would say a week, you should pay attention to your skin, the coloration of your skin and the clarity of your skin. Is it clear or not? The skin is the largest organ. So it's going to obviously tell you what's going on. So the ways that you can dissect what's going on with your organs is look and see if your face is inflamed. Look and see if your colors change, and look and see if a scar or whatever you may have or some form of an abnormality on the face, if it's not healing efficiently the way you think it should heal. That means that you're slowing down something or not giving your body what it needs, giving the liver what it needs, really, because the liver is the one that filters the blood and cleans the blood. You got phase one. It does totally different things than phase two of the liver. Phase two gets rid of dead cells, necrotic debris that causes skin abnormalities. Phase one gets rid of the man-made compounds that we ingest on a daily basis. So what do you give you those two phases, what they require to work efficiently? That comes from fruits and vegetables. Grapefruit. Grapefruit stimulates phase one of the liver. If you're on pharmacological agents, be careful because it says stay away from grapefruit. Well, because if you eat grapefruit and you take pharmacological agents, it's going to destroy the pharmacological agent because that's what the liver is designed to do. If it doesn't destroy it, where is it going to go? It's going to go in what they call visceral fat. It stores there for up to 25 years. Wow. Until, you know, you get to a certain age and then your immune system becomes compromised by age, and then it can flare up into, I don't want to make any claims.
Right. And that's the tricky thing about this too, because, you know, obviously if you're eating healthy, you're juicing, you're keeping your organs clean, you know, the likelihood of anything developing is minuscule. However, you know, there are certain rules as far as what we can say and what we can't say, right?
But yeah, that is a very true statement. But it's interesting because if you take the initiative to learn about your organs, you know, you don't have to make claims. You can just, you know, prove it.
You can just live it, right? It just becomes your reality. Yeah,
exactly.
So as far as a practical level, you mentioned grapefruit. Grapefruit's fantastic. Anything else like that people can maybe adopt step one?
You got, you know, I call it the five keys or whatever. You can just, I give you two. If you give if you eat more rosemary, thyme, just the herbals that you would put normally on your food salad or something like that, it has compounds in those particular herbs that will stimulate phase two of the liver to get rid of the dead cell that cause necrotic debris. So say, for instance, you're a heavy drinker, or you like eating out all the time. Well, what happens is when you get to a certain age, your liver doesn't secrete the enzymes because it produces the most heat. It works harder than you would even imagine. I mean, it pumps the blood to the heart. If you got toxic heavy metals, you've been drinking a lot, don't you think that you kind of abusing the liver and not giving it what it needs to even clean the blood so you don't have some of these issues that we have? So you could take some rosemary, thyme, all these different herbs and put it on a salad. At least you feeding your liver. And then you also feeding the friendly bacteria in your gut because of fiber. It's the fertilizer, the friendly bacteria. So that's more like what I call a bioavailable nutrient type compounds. When you do that, then the pancreas, when it turns on at night by the parasympathetic nervous system, it'll secrete an abundant amount of digestive enzymes and systemic enzymes. Systemic enzymes go out and get rid of what they call exogenous intruders, inflammation in the knee, headaches, all these different things. Blood's running clean because you just fed it, provided the friendly bacteria what it needs. Pancreas turns on at night, secretes all these enzymes. How do you think you're going to be in a week or two if you feed your body that way?
Fantastic. Like cleaner, right? Your body just is more efficient. It's cleaner. You feel better. You have more energy.
But you have to feed. But what I'm trying to do is make sense to you and understand that your pancreas likes bitter herbs and things like that. If you start giving these little sectors of your organs what they need, it's nothing that a man can make that will make you feel like that compound of a plant. No protein powders, all those different elements out there.
Yeah, and that's, you know, unfortunately, that's just how our world works too, right? It's like, there's no money to be had, right? Like I'm a huge fan of parsley. Like I'll have a huge parsley salad that's as big as like a football helmet. And, you know, parsley is incredibly cheap. I mean, I can have a huge salad for like $3, right? And so it's just kind of like this silent, you know, miracle food in the grocery store. So somebody who wants to maybe learn a little bit more about, oh, this, you know, this food is very good for doing X, Y, Z and things like that. Like, what would you recommend as far as studying? I'm asking for myself because I really want to get back into this and learn more as far as details about how to start from the inside out.
Well, it's two ways. This is a few ways. You can go on Taste of Earth, which is my website, .com, and you can look at what I practice, or you can even follow me, but you have direct contact with me so I can, you and I can continue to talk and, you know, share energy. But I would ask people to get a nutritional almanac and learn a little bit about what they're eating. And then I would ask all the listeners and viewers to learn more about foraging, because there's a lot of natural plants out there in our forest that has more medicinal properties and nourishment than the food that we're purchasing in the market today.
Yeah, 100%. Liddell, we could go all day. I like keeping my podcast kind of short, so I want to wrap up a little bit. I like going real big picture. So I want to give you a chance to go, let's say, in front of a university and give, the commencement address to these young adults and motivational speech on how you think they can get the most out of their lives. What would you tell those students?
I would tell every student out there that health takes precedence over any and everything else you do in life. That's where peace really starts.
Absolutely, 100%. Well, again, this is Health in the Real World, joined today with Liddell Hill. Liddell, how do people get in touch with you? Again, your website, social media, phone numbers, anything?
Yeah, Taste of Earth Health on Instagram and Liddell Hill Nature's Man. See, I have so many names. I have from molecular health specialist to Nature's Man, because I forage a lot as well.
Right, right. Oh, that's awesome. And yeah, definitely if somebody Googles your name, they'll find you. Some videos pop up, some good stuff. Actually, oh, you know what? Can I ask you real quick about choosing? I saw this on the Steve Harvey show that you're on. Choosing, there's still food particles that you don't fully blend. Can you talk real quick about that concept?
Yeah. So most of the juices that I make, because I have two different kinds. I have the chews and I have a smoothie. It's called the dendritic smoothie. And I always leave particles because it's the first stage of digestion. When you chew, you release amylase. Amylase breaks down complex carbohydrates. Fruits and vegetables are complex carbohydrates. So it only makes sense to chew your juice.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Awesome. Well, again, this is Liddell Hill, Health in the Real World. Thank you so much, Liddell. Really appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Health in the Real World show. Make sure to like and subscribe and comment down below. Visit mycorebalance.com to learn more.